Let's welcome in quarterback coach Dow Loggins of the Cleveland Browns. How's it going up there, Coach Loggins?
Going good. You know, things have changed a lot since last weekend, but things are good.
What's it like in the war room going through, and what were y'all ratings, I guess, on the quarterbacks? And any truth to Teddy Bridgewater not wanting to go to Cleveland, or was Johnny Manziel y'all's guy the whole time?
No, Johnny was at the top of the board the whole time. There was never any talk about anyone else in the quarterback position when we decided to move up and take Johnny.
Dallas, this is Chris Kane. Whatever you were going through the evaluation process, now after the draft, you're seeing a lot of stories come out about how teams were able to meet with the players, what happened during the meetings, and I saw a storyline where your evaluation and your workout with Manziel down in College Station didn't exactly go as planned. Can you kind of break down what happened down there and how there were some unusual fill-ins at receiver during his workout that you guys had with him?
You know, it was Easter weekend, and Mike Evans and a lot of his receivers had gone out of town for that weekend. So we're fortunate Johnny had one of his high school buddies there and his agent. And we put his agent out there in street clothes and made him run routes and catch some balls for us. And you know, we had a couple coaches out there running routes for him, and we got to watch him throw. So it was definitely, you know, I've been through three of these processes, drafting quarterbacks in the first round, and that was definitely the most unique workout that I've had an opportunity to go through.
Does Johnny know there are specific things about his game fundamentally that he needs to work on?
He does, and I think that's what makes Johnny special. Is Johnny knows that there's things that he needs to improve, and he's excited about improving them. You know, we've had him here the last 3 or 4 days here in Cleveland and meeting with him and being able to work on the field with him. And he's very eager to learn, and that's the guys that make it in this league at that position are the guys that know that they have a long way to go, and they have to keep growing.
And with Kyle Shanahan coaching RG3 the last couple of years, and then you got a chance to coach Vince Young, kind of a similar style of quarterback, and a lot of talk with bringing college-style offense to this level. Will y'all run? Will y'all bring some of his plays from A&M, any read option, any of the college-style plays to make that transition easier for him?
You know, I also was around a quarterback at Arkansas that was a decent runner, making plays. So I had some experience there as well, being around you a little bit, Matt. But, you know, there is definitely something, you know, some of the college game that is trickling up. And it's the first time in my career in 10 years of being in the NFL that I've, most time it trickles down from the NFL ranks, the college ranks, the high school ranks. And now you see some of the college stuff jump to the NFL. And, you know, some of the stuff that Kyle did with RG3 and some of the stuff we did in Tennessee with Vince we'll definitely use with Johnny as well.
Dow Loggins, former Arkansas Razorback quarterback, former Titans quarterback coach, now quarterback coach for the Cleveland Browns, joining us on Overtime this afternoon. Dow, now that you have Manziel there, you have him and a hometown kid in Brian Hoyer, a guy that a lot of people in Cleveland like. He was 3-0 with the Browns last year as a starter before he got injured. You know, all the reports coming out this week about Manziel being, you know, told you will have to earn this job, it's not yours. How's that going to play out with a hometown kid against arguably the most popular football player heading in to the NFL from this past year's draft?
Yeah, it definitely, he's not the most popular guy in the draft. I think he might be the most popular player in the NFL right now. You know, I think NFLShop.com, he's sold more jerseys this year than anyone already. So, you know, but Brian Hoyer is another guy we're excited about. We had a chance to work with him before the draft with the veterans, and he's a guy that's active, he's smart. He's been well coached, being with the Patriots and a couple other teams. So, you know, we're excited about what he can do and help his football team as well.
And, Dale, what about Michael Sam? You got to coach with Jeff Fisher. You know him. And is he the right guy to handle that situation there in St. Louis and, you know, the reality show or what, everything that's going on? My thoughts were he's probably one of the few coaches that you would want drafted, Michael Sam.
I think it's the perfect situation, but I could say that a lot. There's a lot of situations that Coach Fisher would handle better than 99% of the coaches at any level. But, the times are changing. It's a new NFL, and Coach Fisher will handle that situation very well and open Michael with he'll welcome with open arms. And he'll have his team ready to embrace that new role that he's going to take on there.
Dal, you're coaching now in a different division. How much have you gotten to look at some of the other division contenders this past off season since you're changing from the South to the North? What are some of the things you've been focusing on, or has it been all draft all the time, and now you can kind of sit in and look ahead to the schedule?
You know, in Tennessee, we played Pittsburgh last year, and obviously Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are the top two teams in this division with Baltimore. I mean, it's a tough division, and definitely a tougher division than what we were in Tennessee. But so far in the process, we've been putting in a new offense, evaluating the guys on the roster, and getting ready for the draft. So we'll start OTAs next week, and as we start that, we'll start to study our opponents a little bit and get familiar with the AFC North.
What's the latest with receiver Josh Gordon? Will he be available for OTAs, or what is he going to even be there at all this year?
No, we hope so. I mean, Josh is as good a talent as there is in this league. He's big, he's fast. He was very productive last year. So, you know, that's obviously in the hands of the league right now. We're sitting around waiting, and he still can come to the building and work out. So, getting better every day, and just keep coaching him and see what happens.
Hey, Dal, I've got a kind of a personal question. You're in Cleveland now. Have you made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet?
I haven't yet, but we will do that soon. I tried to talk my wife and to taking her father-in-law over there when they were here a couple weeks ago, and hadn't been able to do that yet, but we definitely will here in the near future.
Hey, I'll tell Larry I went and I loved it.
Make sure you tell him. He needs to work on Beth and get her, take him over there.
You know Dal has a lot of free time there. You know,
he's
never at the office.
Well, Dal, we want to thank you for joining us today on Overtime. Bundle up there, much different than Nashville, even though it's just a little bit farther north. It's going to be a cold, cold winter, but best of luck to you guys this season.
Yeah, and good luck to you, Dal.
I appreciate it. Good talking to you guys.